There are questions today about whether President Trump's official counselor broke a key ethics rule in a TV interview this morning. The White House has been defending President Trump's daughter Ivanka's clothing line after Nordstrom announced it would stop carrying the line last week because of low sales. That drew criticism on Twitter from President Trump. And this morning, speaking on Fox and Friends, White House counselor Kellyanne Conway called out companies making similar changes.
And they're using her, who's been a champion for women empowerment, sure, women in the workplace, to get to him. Just, so I think people can see through that.
30
go
seconds.
Buy Ivanka's stuff is what I would tell. I hate shopping. I'm going to go get some on myself today.
There is that hashtag buy Ivanka.
Well, after those comments, at least one group says it's going to file a formal complaint that those comments violate federal ethics rules. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He joins us from New York. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy. Good to talk to you.
And first, tell us more about these comments today from Kellyanne Conway. What's the ethics rule she may have violated?
Well, there are two things going on. One is a group, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, has written to the Government Ethics Commissioner, Walter Schaub, and asked him to investigate. And we also have Representative Elijah Cummings, who has written to the chairman of the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, Jason Chaffetz, asking him to investigate this as well. So there's a very specific ethics law that says no government employee, and of course the president is not subject to this, but Kellyanne Conway is a government employee, may do something that benefits any business interest that she's in, family member, or that of an acquaintance that she knows outside of government activity. It's quite strict, and it's quite all-encompassing. So that last comment about go out and buy Ivanka Trump's stuff, that's where the problem comes in. It's not just that she was on there talking about it or being critical. It's that she went and said, go out and buy the stuff. There were also some interesting comments made by Sean Spicer at yesterday's press conference, but they didn't go into that category. This one, a few people have looked at it and said, this looks like an ethics breach.
And you say this rule does not apply to the president of the United States, but the president has faced some criticism for his tweet yesterday. He wrote, my daughter Ivanka has been treated so unfairly by Nordstrom. She's a great person, always pushing me to do the right thing. Terrible. Now, the president has gone after companies by name since he's been president, but
yeah.
Is this different because he's talking about his daughter's business?
Yeah. So there are two different ethics issues potentially with the president. First of all, he doesn't fall under most rules. He falls under the emoluments clause, which is about taking money from foreign governments. So that doesn't apply here. However, the president's official Twitter account, the at POTUS account, retweeted this. Now, that's apparently an automatic process, but that felt a little unusual, and some ethics people are saying that's a breach. The other thing is Nordstrom is now able to claim that something was done that harmed them. The irony of this, Jeremy, is that unlike others who the president has picked on in terms of companies, Nordstrom stock was up yesterday after this happened, closed up about 3%, and it's up again today. So there may be a shifting of the tide, whether it's Nordstrom investors or Nordstrom shoppers, who don't like how this has played out.
And when it comes to Ivanka Trump specifically, she's been posting photos of herself online at the White House. The other day she was in a meeting with her father on women in the workplace.
Yeah.
What is her role in the White House and what is her role with the company and can she do both?
Well, she doesn't have an official role at the White House, although she seems to have taken on a role that is typically held by the First Lady, accompanying the president to events. She can't get by the ethics laws that don't allow her to hold a position, but her son, her husband, Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, does hold a formal role at the White House. She has also separated herself to some degree from the company, from the running of the company. Let's put it that way. There's a new CEO running Ivanka Trump's line. But this is the problem that most people have, that it's all a little bit cloudy and murky, and lines need to be a little clearer. So the question that you ask should have a straighter answer than the one I just gave you.
Okay. Well, one more thing I want to ask you about, Ali, and that is we got news this week that First Lady Melania Trump filed a lawsuit against the British newspaper The Daily Mail, saying it published damaging and unfounded allegations about her, which will get in the way of her launching, quote, a broad-based commercial brand for a multi-year term during which she is one of the most photographed women
yeah.
in the world.
Yeah.
Any ethical questions here?
So about a million. That lawsuit is being led by the same lawyer who went after Gawker, and he is funded by Peter Thiel, who is a Silicon Valley investor who is a big supporter of Donald Trump. Very interesting that she's talking about losing significant value that she would have earned or developed as the first lady, because that too would be full of ethical questions. So she's trying to use it to win a case. It's a separate issue, but it is actually a problem that that's been brought up.
And I won't hold it against you that you let the word Gawker slip your mind, since it doesn't even exist anymore.
That's right.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.